Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
Voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
KAYT. 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT. 88.1 FM.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bills, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday at 12:30 p.m., outreach ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now, let us go into spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Beal, Director, at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Beal by email at lowercase pb@bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God. Again, today I am so excited to come into your house, into your car, amen, even on your job or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, I am always excited because, amen, praise the Lord, this is the work of the Lord. I am enthused. I am zealous. I am motivated. Amen, praise the Lord, when it comes down to doing the work of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's not forget tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. 12 noon, I call it high noon service tomorrow, amen, at Victory Temple, amen, in Colfax, Louisiana. We thank the Lord for you today. I'm going to go straight to the word because, amen, excuse me, I want to be able to come back and take some calls, amen, praise the Lord. Those of you who may need prayer today, I want to be able to spend time with you as well as time in the Word today. Amen. Praise God. Now, my friend, I want to go to the Word. The Word of God in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse number 1 said, "Let no man or let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mystery of God." Verse number 2, "Moreover, it is required in the stewards that a man be found faithful." That right there separates those who are unfaithful to the work of God versus those that are faithful, connected, amen, praise the Lord, and intimate with God. There's a separation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we can feel it in the spirit realm. There are things that are going on that is not pleasing of God. You know, the word say, but the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for his foolishness unto him. Amen. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerning. And if you are a servant, if you are intimate with God, then you understand, you discern. Amen. Praise the Lord. That when you are out of the will of God, and when things are not spiritual. Now, most people that are traditionally bound use that as, you're judging me. But there's a thing that's called, amen, not a volunteer, but a servant. God did not call us to volunteer in the ministry. The writer said, but we were bought with a price. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no such thing as volunteering in the ministry. Because volunteers, amen, praise the Lord, they can walk away at any time. Amen. They have no responsibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. They don't see this thing that we are in spiritual warfare, and that your soul is the most ultimate important thing for this moment. So if you're natural minded, you would not, amen, comprehend the spiritual realm. Amen. The Holy Ghost is foolishness to you. The things of God is foolishness to you, because you cannot comprehend them, because you are not intimate. You are not in the spirit realm. You are walking and fighting in your flesh. Now, this is one thing I want to share with you today. No one that is born again or born of the Spirit of God can be a volunteer. You just might as well X that out. You cannot volunteer, amen, praise the Lord, the ministry. The ministry calls for your undivided attention. Amen, praise the Lord. You cannot volunteer the ministry. You have to be intimate in the ministry. One writer said, I believe it was Paul in the Corinthians, amen, praise the Lord, and I believe it was a house, amen, praise the Lord, of Stephens, amen, praise the Lord, where he said that they were addicted to the ministry. They made themselves addicted to the ministry. It became, amen, praise the Lord, not a function, amen, praise the Lord. It became a reality. It became a way of life. It became a connection. It became a reality. It became their soul, amen, praise the Lord, function, amen. It became their vision. It became Jesus. Jesus was in them to the intent that they were addicted, that they didn't want to know anything else. That's why Paul said, I care not to know anything else, amen, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. If you're going to talk about something, let's talk about what Jesus done for us. Let's talk about what he had opened the door that we can have, that we can please God with. I don't want to hear all this other garbage, other folk business, and the things that are going on, praise the Lord, that is not pertaining to salvation. So, amen, praise the Lord. The scripture says, but as many have received him, to them he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Not a volunteer. A volunteer cannot carry, amen, the foundation of a company. The volunteer cannot carry the foundation of a ministry. It takes pillows. It takes folk that's sold out, that's going to be stationary. I wish I could teach here today. It takes people, praise the Lord, that know that, amen, their life is not their own, but their life belongs to Jesus. And that's why in the Colossians, Paul came in, because he was so, amen, praise the Lord, upset. He was so tensified by people coming along and planting false doctrine and telling people things, amen, that they can serve and do God any kind of way. But in Colossians, amen, praise the Lord, second chapter and 18th verse, he said, let no man beguile you of a voluntary reward, humanity, and worship of angels. Amen. Intruding into those things which he had not seen, volunteer puffed up by his fleshly mind. So a lot of people will tell you that it don't take all this. It don't take prayer. It don't take fasting. It don't take shut-ins. It don't take speaking in other tongues. It don't take operating
in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. It don't take God using you. It don't take you separating yourself from the world. These are spirits that come along to volunteer you, amen, to go wrong or go against the things of God. Amen. And now God can't deal with your mind because you see the majority of people going the wrong way, and they're doing things, amen, that is displeasing to God. They're doing things that they have no more conscience of the work of God. They just think it's just something that you come and perform. Church gathering, worship is more than just a gathering, amen, to see who can sing the best, to see who can play the best, to see who can shout the best. Worship is more than that. It is a humbleness. It is an obedience. It is a connection to God, that God can be exalted in you. Amen. No longer yourself, but the glory of God can be revealed because your flesh is no longer in the way, that God may be magnified through you in this earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this may not be popular for some of you, but the scriptures also, the importance of this scripture is to the believer. The believer is separated. He's not a volunteer. Amen. She's not a volunteer. The believer is separated from, amen, praise the Lord, from the servant. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the volunteer, amen, praise the Lord, don't have the responsibility of the servant. Amen, praise the Lord. Folk that volunteer, amen, praise the Lord, they always make excuses. They always, amen, make excuses. They always want God to do for them, and they never want to go the distance with God. They never want to support God fully. Amen, praise the Lord. They volunteer their time, amen, for only little personal things that are going to benefit them and not, amen, to lay a foundation for the things of God. So what we are facing nowadays, we are facing spirits, amen, praise the Lord, that wants to bring about a false humanity, a false humility, amen, toward the things of God. It's not a permanent humility where they are sold out, but it's a false thing. Because here's what's happening. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. They want to, amen, sell their soul things, amen, praise the Lord, that has no meaning toward their salvation. Amen. Things that doesn't pertain to salvation. Amen. They're willing to go the extensive in they're willing to go, amen, the last mile with it. But when it comes down to selling their souls, amen, to the things of God, amen, praise the Lord, they only have, amen, a certain hour that they got to, amen, give to God. And after that hour, God can forget about it, because they're connected to everything else. So we see that they labor in lust, and they labor not in the spirit. Amen, praise the Lord. They humble themselves, amen, praise the Lord, to things in their heart that satisfy their sins and not the will of God. Amen, praise the Lord. They are slothful in laboring toward the things of God. And if you ever notice a volunteer in the church, they can't endure anything. They start and they stop. They start and they stop. Amen, praise the Lord. That's because they are not intimate in the things of God. So if a man gonna count us, amen, praise the Lord, as ministers of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God, we must become intimate with God, that folk cannot see us, but they can see the God that is in us. And too many of us are manifesting ourselves, our desires, and we are humbling ourselves to things that God is not even in. You know, people sell their body. Amen. People sell their soul to the devil. They sell, amen, praise the Lord, their desires to things that God is not even in. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get ready to open up the prayer line because I don't have the time I used to. Amen, praise the Lord. But I want to say this. Jesus saw this in the scribes, and he saw this in the Pharisees. And so he sat down with his disciples, and I believe Amen. Praise the Lord. It's in the book of St. John, I believe it's 6:27. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, he says, I want you to know something. He said, labor not for that meat that perish. Amen. Praise the Lord. But labor for that would give you eternal life, an everlasting life. A lot of us are laboring long hours on our jobs, long hours in our businesses, long hours on vacations, long hours to everything else. But we cannot, amen, give that time and space and energy to God. It becomes, amen, praise the Lord, it becomes a hindrance when we try to labor for the things of God. You know why you burn out so quick? Because your heart is not there. Your spirit is not there. You're not intimate with God. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And he says, if you take my yoke upon you and learn of me, amen, I'm lowly and meek in heart, and I will give your soul rest. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, God will bring such a balance in your life. Glory be to God. I say he will bring such a balance in your life to where you can labor for your natural needs as well as your spiritual needs and still please God. And this is where the church got to come back to. We can't get caught up in the world. And this is why people can bring accusations on preachers, because they're in the things that is not spiritual. And they get caught up in the things that are not spiritual. And people are saying it because the people are not spiritual, praise the Lord. They're saying, well, the preacher's doing the same thing I'm doing. So, amen, praise God. There's no power where he's doing. And then they keep secrets in their heart. So, amen, when the preacher do rebuke them, then they bring out, well, you was at the same place I was, and you were doing the same thing I would do. You know, God calling us to separate, so that we can preach to the people, so that we can labor with the people, not to become common with the people, to where when God's word get ready to rebuke them, they can't feel the rebuke and get straightened out. We need to put ourselves in a place with God so that the power of God will be revealed through us, so that people can come delivered from their sins. And God is calling us not to be volunteers, but he's calling us to serve him. And if you're going to serve God, you got to get at his feet. You got to get in his presence. You got to seek his face so that he can reveal, amen, praise the Lord, revelation knowledge, that he may be able to speak through you to his people. I'm opening up the prayer line. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer today, amen, praise the Lord, you can go to that phone and dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. And I want you, those of you who feel like you want to give up because you lost your connection in laboring for God, I want you to know that you can walk on, because God can restore you. God, that void that you're having right now, that desire that you're having, the things that you can't get it back with God, God can revive you. But you have to want to get in a place where God can revive you. Why I'm waiting on you, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Why I'm waiting on you, I want to let you know that you can humble yourself to things that will cause you to be pushed further and further and further back in life. But if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the scripture says God will exalt you in due season. God has given us that choice today. Humility means the quality or condition of being humble. And you have to want to have that quality so that God can come in and restore you to the state of mind and desire to live with him. Will you go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, get you in touch with prayer. God wants you to walk on But you got to have the desire to break the barrier. Get rid of everything else and let Jesus.
He's able to carry your load.
Go to that phone. Dial that number. 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. Praise God. We got a call. Amen. Praise God. While I'm waiting on you, God wants you to know He gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. Go to that phone and dial that number. Oh yes, you can make it. You put your hand in Jesus' hand. 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500 to get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you today. Come on, the Lord is waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. This is the time to step forward into servitude. God has called us to humble ourselves. Time for us to humble ourselves. Time for us to turn to the will of God. To be servants to the Lord. And not allow today's jobs, today's conditions, take us out of the will of God. Praise God. They coming left and right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Hang in there. Hold on. We're going to get you. Hold on. Praise God. We got a call. All right. Praise God for these calls today. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, caller, you on there. Could you put that song back up for me? Go ahead, caller, you on there.
Hello? Hello, Bishop. This is Brother Dave from Bucky.
Brother Dave, praise God for you, Brother Dave.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm calling for Calvin.
All right.
I'm Calvin on Hickory 3 at Angolan for my family, Bishop.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. How my brother doing, Brother Calvin? Hi, Brother
Calvin. He's doing along well, Bishop. He's doing well.
He's doing well?
Yes, we. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, we continue to pray for him.
All right. Well, praise God, Brother Calvin. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're setting you up before the Lord today, your father and I, and we want you to be encouraged out there in Angola. We know the Lord knows, amen, how to deliver. And I want to pray for this father, your father and your mother, because they love you and the family love you. And we want to just want God to just continue to throw his arms around you, and we want you
amen.
To continue to seek God. Because out of all, amen, praise the Lord, the Lord knows how, amen, praise the Lord, to deliver. And we want God
yes,
to do just that. Father, I pray for Brother Day. I pray for his family, Brother Kevin out there on Hickory 3 in Angola. Lord, I pray you stretch out your healing hands, your hands of deliverance, your hands of mercy. Touch him right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And God, we pray that he would seek your face in all the time that he have, Lord God. We want him to seek you, that you would change him from the inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless this family. Lord, bless this man of God. Lord, raise him up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you would just take this father to the levels in you that you desire him to be. And we ask that you cover his family right now under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. God bless you. And Brother Day, you be encouraged. Amen?
Thank you,
man. All right. Let's get this next caller. All right. Praise God. I'm going to hang it up. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right, caller. Go ahead. You're on there. Hello? All right. You're on there, caller.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Mackey.
Hey, Sister Mackey. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Enjoyed your message. Calling to ask you to continue praying for the Mackeys, that we will hold on and hang in there and continue looking to the hills on which comes our help.
Amen. Well, I'm standing the gap with you on that. Praise God. You know, it's ironic how the other day I was walking through the house and I was praying, and I said, Lord, bless my friend, Brother Mack, and his wife. I was lifting you guys up before the Lord. So we just thank God for you and down through the years, how God has blessed you and how you've been, amen, praise the Lord, there for us. Amen, praise God. But Father, as you confirm this over the airway, I want you to just touch Brother and Sister Mackey, continue to lift them up, to use them in such an hour as this, Lord, for your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch their bodies, touch, Lord, their minds, strengthen them, bless their household, bless the outgoing, they're coming in, and raise them up to be the ones that you're calling in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
All right. I got another caller. Amen, praise God. I'm going to take this next caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Bill. This is Patricia. I'm just calling to let you know that it's been a tragic in this family again. The same thing happened to my other son, has happened to my nephew. And I just want you to pray and lift me up and help me in every area with prayer.
My God, in Jesus' name. Father, you the author and the creator of all mankind. And Lord, these tragics, Lord God, that are taking place in this family. Lord God, I know you see them and you know them before. But God, I hear God is saying that he's calling somebody in this family to repentance. You made a vow with God, you know, and by you saying that, God was showing me David, how David, amen, praise the Lord, God raised him up and gave him power in Israel and over all Israel. But yet he took Uriah and put Uriah on the front line. And God calls a whirlwind to come through David's house, because the thing that David did displeased God. Somebody in that house may be displeasing God, somebody in that family. But I'm praying with you and standing in the gap, and I'm asking God right now, whoever that person is, that they will come forward, humble themselves to God, seek him, and not be a volunteer, but serve the Lord with all their heart, so that the wrath of God would be, amen, translated away from this house. God, I pray for this sister that you would strengthen her in these terrible times, in these tragics right now. I pray healing and deliverance to their soul, that sometimes they don't understand, or we don't understand what is going on. But Lord, somebody you're calling to repentance. And I pray healing right now and deliverance for these people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Call me back after the broadcast. Call me back after the broadcast. All right, God bless you. Amen. I got 1 minute. I got to get off. I got to go. Walk on, folk. I'm Bishop David Ville Sr. Come see me sometime in Colfax in Jesus' name. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at PBC.
This is radio station KAYT. 58.